You're listening to Winners on RSN.
Off to Bendigo today, and joining us with the preview of the meeting is Mark Hunter. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Nadia. Good, thank you.
What do you make of today?
Oh, it's a good program. It's always a good meeting at Bendigo, especially this time of year leading into the good spring races. You get good fields and some handy horses resuming, so always look forward to Bendigo.
Okay, well, the first race is a maiden over the 1350. He can take out runners 2, 3, 11 and also number 14. We've got number 1, Buster Move at 9.50. 4, Hurricane Fighter 5. 9.50 for No Emotion. Prince of Caviar's at $1.50, the short price favourite. And then you're down to Sealed, who is at $6.50.
Yeah, look, I think today's the day Prince of Caviar breaks through. I actually thought it should have won last time. I just thought it was revving too hard for the first 400 metres. And it dashed clear, it looked home, got run down by a good horse, Mickey Blue Eyes. I just think if it had settled better early, it would have won the race. So it probably meets a weaker field here, as you can see by the odds available. But I think it will break its maiden status now. If it doesn't win, I'm not sure where to go. I've gone for a roughie to come second, number 5, Money Back. It's massive odds. I thought it trailed quite well and looks like it will be suited 1,300 metres. 6, No Emotion, will show speed, will be there for a long way. And another one at huge odds here, number 9, Spelia, who didn't do a lot on debut on wet ground. I thought a recent trial was better. Drawn for a good run, it's massive odds, but I thought it had a place chance. 7 should win from 5, 6 and 9.
So 7, 5, 6 and 9. We look at race 2, maiden over 1,300. Take out runners 4, 6 and also the 10. Now we've got number 1, Captain Maring at 8. Down to $6, Silver Scout. $6, No Shame. Scampers at $4.20, the fave. $5, Tysonic. And then you've got Zargos, who is a $5 chance.
Yeah, down the bottom here for me, the two down the bottom, I think number 13, Tysonic. I liked both its runs. It ran on quite well at Werribee, then went to Ballarat behind Kingsbrook, which is good form. It was a race dominated up the front, and Tysonic was back, covered ground, and ran on well for fifth. I've seen a recent trial where it looks to go, or looks to be going quite well, and should run well fresh here to beat number 14, Zargos, trialled at Flemington. Not really bustled early, got through inside, looked to trial well enough to be competitive. 8, Silver Scout. It ran first up in the Blur Roche race, which is good form. We saw Blur Roche run really well at Flemington. And after that, I thought number 1, Captain Meringue, was given a soft trial. Pretty hard to assess, but did look like it had some ability. I'll go 13, 14, 8 and 1.
13, 14, 8 and 1 in race number 2. We're over to the third now, and this is a fillies and mares maiden 1400. Take out 2, 3, 4 and 5 and the other scratchings there. We've got number 8, Blonde Disposition at 390, 230 for Mathira, 390 for Stripping Royalty, and you're looking at longer odds the others.
Yeah, pretty keen number 8, Blonde Disposition. It kicked off at Sale in the Amphitrite Maiden. It ran well. Amphitrite was obviously a class above those horses, but Blonde Disposition ran well and looks like the 1,400 metres will be perfect. Should take good improvement from that first up run and happy to go with it. To beat 14, Stripping Royalty. 3 starts, 3 placings. I thought it was okay last time. I thought it might have gone better there, but drawn for a great run. 11, Mathira. Seems really short for me. Look, it had trialled okay going into that Balaclava race, and I'm sure the excuse will be the track bias, but, gee, I want to see it do a bit better today. And after that, number 13, Strata Miss, will go forward, get a good run from the draw, might hang on for a place. Pretty keen on 8 from 14, 11 and 13.
8 from 14, 11 and 13 in that event. We now go over to the next, which, of course, race 4, the maiden 2400. Number 3, Modernistic, is at 6, $4 for Pooza. 7.50 for Coolacani, 2.50 for Pelamina, and you're looking at longer odds the others.
Yeah, I think today's the day for Pelamina, who got a long way back at Geelong last start. Never really a chance, but kept closing off nicely. Now it's had a run at the distance. It's in an awfully weak race here. I think you'd be put into the race earlier today. If it can't win today, I don't know where it's going. To beat number 3, Modernistic, comes through the same race, gets a good run from the draw, is the obvious danger. 11, Coolacani, not far off a win, got the bar plates going on, which is always a query. And 5, Pooza, who stuck on quite well first up, and there's some form that's come out of that race. But I thought 14 would win, 14, 3, 11 and 5.
14, 3, 11 and 5. We have a look at race number 5 over 2,200. Take out runners 7 and also the 11. We've got number 1, Blue Jangles at 9.50, Dodge City 9.50, 5.50, Fast Lane to Heaven, Counting Crows at 4.20, Skyfire 4.60, Sabai is at $4.20.
I think the barrier is the only issue here for number four, Counting Crows. It's had a few goes for Denny O'Brien. It won at massive odds there two starts ago at Pakenham on the synthetic. Went to Geelong last time. Two really good synthetic track horses there, Macrobius and Easy Drama. Tore off in front and just made the task impossible for those chasing. Counting Crows, never likely, but kept closing strongly, only beaten a length and a half. We've seen Beach God fourth come out of the race and win. Seen Easy Drama come out of the race and win. If we can just have some luck early, there's not a heap of speed, probably look to slot in fourth, fifth or sixth somewhere there. If you can do that, I think it's clearly the one to beat. To beat number five, Skyfire, got back, fought on well last time, not far off a win. Number three, Fast Lane to Heaven's been getting well back and running on strongly. And nine, He's a Force, who chased home Blood and Sand down there at Maui. Now, that was a high weight race, but Blood and Sand's in fantastic form. There's nothing wrong with that form. I think four clearly for me from five, three and nine.
So we go four from five, three and nine. We go to race six over 1,100. Here you can take out the two. We've got number one, BOK at six, 350 Lux Interior, 225 for Petrell, and you're looking at bigger odds for the others.
Yeah, gee, Petrell left a good impression there on debut, the Fastnet Rockmare for Archie Alexander. At Ballarat, going back to April, just set outside the lead, just exploded away in the straight and won easily. I haven't seen a trial this time around to see how it's going, but if it's anywhere near that sort of form, short enough odds, but looks a really promising horse and is the one to beat here. To beat number six, Geneva Diva. Pretty fast horse, Geneva Diva. It was scratched from Tatura Saturday to be saved for this. Luke Nolan, not worried about the wide gate. It'll get rid of that quickly. It'll be up near the front. One BOK. Linda Meach going back on is racing really well. And three Lux Interior. Won an awful race last time and really had the race put on for it, but gets a beautiful run from the draw and might hang on for the minor money. 10-6-1 ahead of three.
So we go 10 from 6-1 ahead of number three. Look, we go over to race number seven. This is over 1,300. Takeout runners 1, 2, 3, 9, 13, and also number 17. We've got number four, a Chapatier at 5, 370 Diamond Diva. We're then looking at $7 Bronski Beats. Kaimu is at 5, and you're looking at Rubina, who is at $5.50.
Angie, I think this is the hardest race for the day. I'm going for number six, Bronski Beat. I think it's the best horse in the race. Now, it's had the one run back. It certainly did enough there. I think all you're banking on here is whether it's fit enough to win, but I'm pretty certain it'll turn out to be the best horse in the race. I just hope it's fit enough to beat number five, the stablemate Diamond Diva. Chase Home, a pretty fair horse up there at Swan Hill. It was no match, but gets a beautiful run here for John Allen. Four, Chapoutier, coming across from New Zealand, has shown some decent form and looks to have trialled quite well. And down to one at big odds here, number 14, Quick Spin. Look, it's racing in weaker races, but you just can't do what it did at Corowa. Corowa was a real front-runner's track. It was last, it was widest, and it rattled home for second. It's in terrific form and isn't without some little hope at Fluker's odds. 6, 5, 4 and 14.
6 from 5, 4 and 14. And then we go over to race number 8. And as far as this is concerned, over 1,400 metres, you can take, there are no scratchings. We've got number one, Captain California, 850, Dry Biscuit, 5, Smart Stiletto at 8, 650 for Trigger Point, $8 on the podium, 750 for Bellamia. See What She Brings is a $4 chance.
You're not mad on this, on a couple of these favourites. I think it's a good little value race. I'm going for number four, Smart Stiletto, who got the job done last time in a weaker race, but it just showed a return to form. Now it's drawn the outside gate. That doesn't really matter. It will drift back into the back third of the field. I think it just needs a drag up, three wide with cover, come to the outside, and it should run on really well at good each-way odds to beat number 11, Bellamia. Been a disappointing horse, Bellamia. Showed enormous promise early in its career. Hasn't quite lived up to that, but this is a suitable race. Won at big odds. It's not hopeless. It's number 12, Pretty Mama. It comes through that race I spoke of before at Swan Hill where the leaders just booted away. Pretty Fair Horse, the winner, and Pretty Mama certainly wasn't hopeless down the outside. Fourth pick, number five, Trigger Point, who's racing well, getting up in distance, got a little claim. It's going to be there for a long way. Just going around the favourites, I'll go 4, 11, 12 and 5.
4 from 11, 12 and 5. We then go over to race 9, this over 1,600. Here we've got number 2, Tajine, at 8. 5 for Angel, 360 Global Sanction, $5 for Lady McPhee, and then you're looking at Striker Queen, who's at 460.
Yeah, banking on Global Sanction here to be the last leg of a little parlay for the day. It was very good first up. It's fitter. It just jumps to the mile. It draws to be not as far away, and I think it's the one to beat. To beat number 7, Egyptian Gold. Just beaten two starts ago, went across to Adelaide. Didn't have the best of luck and wasn't disgraced. Number 9, Lady McPhee. Had a few goes now for Darren Weir. They've been okay without raving. It's going to get a great run from the draw. And 3, Angel, who will find this race easy. It was no match last time, but this is an easier race. 4, 7, 9, and 3.
So we go 4 from 7, 9, and 3 in race number 9. And what's your best roughie quaddie in your player of the day?
My best is race 5, number 4, Counting Crows. My roughie is race 8, number 4, Smart Stiletto. Going to play the quaddie as a flexi. Pretty wide, so just go for your budget there. First leg, 1, 3, 6, and 10. Into 4, 5, 6, 12, 14, 15. Into 4, 5, 11, 12, and 14. And we'll come home with 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, and 9. Play of the day, parlay 2, 3, 4. Determined to get one of these before I perish. I'll go race 1, number 7, Prince of Caviar. Race 4, number 14, Pella and Namina. Race 5, number 4, Counting Crows. And race 9, number 4, Global Sanction.
Wonderful. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Mark Hunter with his preview of today's meeting at Bendigo. It's now 14 to 11.
The home of spring racing. RSN.